the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In about 12 days, we will be celebrating Valentine's Day, and love will be in the air and on everybody's mind and lips. So it is very appropriate that the epistle for this weekend, the fourth Sunday after Epiphany, is on love. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends." The message, my friends, of love has been preached throughout history. And just last year, our presiding bishop, Bishop Michael Curry, reminded us in his sermon at the royal wedding of Harry and Meghan Markle that there is power in love to help and to heal when nothing else will do. There's power in love to lift up and liberate when nothing else will. And as we begin the celebration of Black History Month, we remember what the late civil rights leader, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, said about the power of love. Shortly after becoming pastor of the historic Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and helped launch the civil rights movement in 1957, Dr. King preached a memorable sermon on love. He said, "We must discover the power of love, the redemptive power of love. And when we discover that, we will be able to make of this old world a new world. Love is the only way. Love also has the power to transform," Dr. King said. My friends, that belief that love has the power to transform helped the slaves in America's antebellum South survive the brutality of slave owners and endure oppression and mistreatment. In the midst of their suffering, you see, they sang spirituals to lift their spirits and bring them healing. One such spiritual tells us that there is a balm in Gilead, a healing balm to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. My friends, that balm in Gilead is the love of Jesus, who died on Calvary's cross to save you and me. You see, salvation is the ultimate gift based on the love of Jesus. The gospel writer John tells us in chapter 5, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends." You see, that's what Jesus did to heal the sin-sick soul. "Greater love hath no man than this." My friends, that's what Jesus did. Are you suffering today from some sickness or disease that may have spiritual roots in unforgiveness? Love has the power to overcome that and make you well. But medicine and most doctors probably cannot help you in this area. You need this to seek out friends who know God, who have a relationship with Jesus, and can pray for you and with you, helping you to overcome the power of unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, and hatred in your life. Oh, my friends, a long time ago, Jesus died on that cross for your sin and my sin. And his redeeming love is in our lives. My friends, the love of God is truly a real healing that sets us all free. That's the good news. That Jesus delivered in the synagogue when he read from the prophet Isaiah, when he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Luke tells us that after Jesus read this passage from Isaiah, he wrote up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant. And then he sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And then he said, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." My friends, we learn in this text that Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one. And we learn that Jesus came to set us free from sin. From sin and darkness. Jesus has the power to heal and to save. But only if we trust him and put our faith in him. Only Jesus has the power of love to set us free from captivity of sin. You see, my friends, throughout the civil rights movement, people who were beaten and attacked by vicious police dogs in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the South, then strike back at their oppressors, but engage in the nonviolent protest of love preached by Dr. King. So as we celebrate Black History Month, let us sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Let us sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. And let us pray that the God of our weary years, the God of our silent tears, who has brought us thus far on the way, will strengthen our faith and keep us forever in his path. Those words from Lift Every Voice and Sing Hymn. My friends, love. The love of Jesus is redemptive. He heals and he saves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.